we take a look at, boy, a look back, I suppose, at what was a fantastic Olympic Games in Korea.
Yeah.
Or not in Korea, in Sochi.
Yeah. Jan Hudak won the bronze medal in the giant slalom. It's Canada's first alpine medal from a male in over 20 years.
Yeah, Eddie Podovinsky. We all remember that 20 years ago, and he was the latest, maybe the most, what would you say, the most surprising medal of the games for Canada?
I think he'd overcome, safe to say, Andrew, the most physical adversity to win a medal. I think that's the way to put it succinctly.
Jan Hudak joins us now on Brady and Walker, and I'll ask you this, Jan. It was such a glorious medal for Canada, and you're on such an emotional high. How do you deal with it now? I mean, everybody's paying attention to the Olympics, and maybe now the interest drops off. But in terms of you getting back into the country, getting back on your feet, so to speak.
That's the thing. I don't know if I've regained any footing or composure yet. I've just been flying by the seat of my pants for the last couple weeks, and haven't stopped since the games. But it's a good busy, and it's important to kind of keep that momentum going and the excitement. And you know, I didn't realize the scope of the games or what it meant to people until I actually came home and started kind of doing the tour and talking to people across the country. And it's just been amazing to see, you know, the support of Canadians and really who it's touched, like people who you'd never think, you know, don't watch sports or don't normally watch skiing ever or ski, are recognizing me in the street. So it's kind of funny that way, but it's going to be important to keep that momentum building, and it's something that's motivating me to continue skiing as well for the next few years.
Yeah, that's great news. Jan Hudak, our guest on Brady and Walker on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. And we talked to you just afterwards in Sochi, and yeah, you're right. It was probably all a whirlwind. You're still there and contemplating, you know, getting through the rest of the games and getting back. But to win the first medal in alpine skiing in 20 years, I mean, I grew up watching the crazy Canucks every Saturday on CBC, so I knew Reed and Podborski and Brooker and then the later generation with Brian Stemmel. So that's something, you know, it's coming back to that. And I hope you realize, and you did probably when you got back on this side, that you generated a lot of energy for young skiers who just didn't, for a while, didn't have, they always had role models, but they didn't have anybody they could look at and say, see, he or she accomplished this.
Totally. And it's a pretty, pretty humbling feeling. And actually, it's funny because Todd, last night we had a little reception at Shangri-La in Toronto, and Brian Stemmel and Todd Brooker and a bunch of old skiers were there to say hi and congrats and shared a glass of wine. So it was just amazing to, you know, to do the selfie thing, take a couple selfies and with the medal, but with a couple generations of incredible Canadian skiers. And it's just, to be in that group now is pretty humbling, and you know, I couldn't be more proud.
There's a large faction of Canadians, I think, Jan, that they really get into the two and a half weeks of the Olympics, and then it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. And I'm always fascinated, especially, you know, spending a lot of time in Calgary, of the struggle of these Olympic athletes. And it doesn't end for you guys in terms of you need funding, you need sponsorship, and you know, no matter how much success you had in Sochi, kind of the battle now begins fresh, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, the guy that's sitting on his couch somewhere in New Brunswick, maybe he just watches the Olympics. I mean, you know, a lot of people think we start training 6 months out, once every 3 years, every 4 years, and just try and get it all done for the Olympics. But, you know, unfortunately, the stigma of amateur sport is exactly that, amateur, but it's really professional athletes competing against athletes from around the world that have been treated and paid like professional athletes since they were 18 years old. So, you know, for us, for a lot of Canadian athletes that are competing against athletes like that, but still are, you know, home, have a job, have to do all this other stuff to make ends meet, to have the opportunity to represent their country is a little disheartening. But, you know, in some ways it's getting better. But at the same time, exactly like you said, I mean, it's, you know, as a nation, we need to pull our socks up in between the games and support the athletes on the journey there, because that's really where it starts. It starts 4 years out, 8 years out, and the development is a long process. I mean, I'm 32 now, and I've been racing a World Cup since I was 21. So it doesn't happen overnight, and you know, you need to have support
How do you handle the travel? I think, like anything, if we travel for work in the media or athletes travel, it's you love it early on. You love it before you have kids, and you think it's fantastic, and you're all over the place. So it's Finland, Australia, Switzerland, Italy, some really exotic places, and then after a couple of years, it gets to be similar, and it gets to be a grind. And you love the event, you love the excitement and the newness of it, but it's you're on the treadmill a little bit. It's like a band on tour, right?
Totally. I mean, you talk to a band, and they love performing on stage. Do they love packing everything up every night and sitting in a van and driving 18 hours? I mean, you know, sometimes maybe or maybe not. I mean, depends on the company that you keep. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, like we said earlier, it's a professional sport. It's a job. And you get on that train, you get on that bus, you get on that plane, and you're heading to the next place. And it does start looking all the same after a while. But, you know, it's really the passion and the love of what you're doing that that gets you through that monotonous stuff that's kind of, it seems to be the same every day. And, you know, exactly like you said, I mean, I love traveling, but I don't necessarily love traveling for 5 weeks at a time. And I've got an 8-year-old in Calgary as well. So, and to be away basically all winter kind of sucks, but then I do get to spend lots of quality time with him in the summer. And, you know, you just have to take it as you go. And, you know, it's work at the end of the day, but pretty fun work for sure.
Well, the website, by the way, janhudak.com, of course, Canada's bronze medalist in the Super G at Sochi. Stay in touch with us. We'll definitely talk before the fall and before the 14-15 season gets going, and before you're headed overseas and certainly getting going on the in the fall season. Thanks for doing this today.
Thank you for having me, guys.